Arizona's controversial new immigration law is set to take effect next week, but as we've been reporting, there are legal challenges. Today, lawyers for the state of Arizona are in court in Phoenix facing attorneys from the U.S. Justice Department who are seeking to block the law. NPR's Ted Robbins has the story.
The Justice Department asserts that the Arizona law known as SB 1070 is unconstitutional. It cites the legal doctrine known as preemption, that the Constitution gives the power to make immigration law only to the federal government. Attorney General Eric Holder told NBC News last month that he's worried about a precedent allowing what could be 50 different laws regulating who is legally in the country.
Our immigration system is broken in many ways, and I think it requires a national solution. The concern I have is trying to do it state by state.
The Arizona law requires local police to verify a person's status if they've been stopped for something else and if there's a reasonable suspicion that the person is in the country illegally. Judge Susan Bolton will also hear another case today, brought by a coalition of civil rights and immigrant rights groups, including the ACLU, the National Immigration Law Center, and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund, or MALDEF. It also says the Arizona law is unconstitutional, and MALDEF President Thomas Sines says SB 1070 will cause civil rights violations when Hispanics who are legal residents or U.S. citizens are inevitably stopped.
But they will be unable to present appropriate identification to satisfy law enforcement and will be swept into detention facilities wrongly and against our Constitution.
Judge Bolton heard a similar case last week brought by a Phoenix police officer who opposes the law. Away from the courts, police and sheriff's departments in Arizona are acting as though the law will take effect.
Everybody should have documents in front of them, a printed letter-sized paper, and then a pamphlet that explains immigration documents. Does anybody not have one of those?
Pima County Sheriff's Deputy Rod Aguirre is leading an SB 1070 training class. These classes have been going on for about 3 weeks. The training largely consists of a 90-minute video put together by the state board, which oversees Arizona law enforcement standards, followed by questions. Outside the class, Lieutenant James Berry says, in practice, the new law will not change the way the sheriff's department operates.
It does not have a major impact on how our officers have been trained in the past on how to deal with illegal immigration and undocumented alien type incidents.
Pima County sheriff's deputies routinely call the Border Patrol if they find an undocumented alien, but they do not target them. Unlike Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio's department in the Phoenix area, which does immigration sweeps. But practice is not what Arizona's SB 1070 is about right now. It's about the law and politics. Immigrant rights groups have begun calling for opponents to take action regardless of whether the law takes effect. Rachel Richardson is with the We Reject Racism campaign.
We're asking people across Arizona to strike on July 29th so that don't work, don't go to school, don't make any purchases. We want the state to feel the full effects that this law can have.
The groups are also asking people not to carry ID in order to test the law. Judge Bolton has a week to rule whether the law takes effect, but however she rules, it's likely the losing side will immediately take it to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.